Hello, my name is Brian Wright. I invite you to settle back, get comfortable, pour yourself some iced tea, and join me for some 78 RPM records on the Shellac Stack. Can say is thank goodness for the ability to make digital transfers of these records, or I would play the grooves right off that record. I love that thing. I can listen to it over and over. That's Johnny Whitwer at the piano, very underrated and unfortunately largely forgotten jazz pianist of the 1940s and 50s, recorded for the Jazzman label in San Francisco in December of 1945. The tune is called Two Kinds of People. And that welcomes you to this edition of the Shellac Stack, a program featuring 78 RPM records from the 19-teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. Another varied playlist for you today, a little heavy on the jazz and dance bands of the 20s, 30s, that sort of stuff. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. And since it is August, and since it is rather hot outside, I thought we would really kick things off with some hot jazz, beginning with Marty Gross and the Cellar Boys, a Jolly Roger record from 1951. Get a load of the sound on this thing. They play an old jazz tune called Oh Baby. ¶¶ Well, what can I say? Two marvelous examples of some hot jazz playing for you here. We started with Mart Gross. That's how he's credited on the label. In reality, it's Marty Gross, the guitarist extraordinaire. Mart Gross and the Cellar Boys recorded June 6, 1951. I believe that was his very first recording session. The tune was Oh Baby, and that was issued on the Jolly Roger label, number 2004. Jolly Roger, as the name might imply, was actually a pirate label, which is to say they reissued, often without permission, jazz records of the 1920s and 30s, but it would appear they also issued some original recordings of their own, this being one of those. And I probably should have given you the lineup, the personnel, before I played the record, but I was so excited I couldn't wait to get that record going, so I forgot. But we heard Hugh McKay on the cornet, F. Resnick on trombone, Frank Chase clarinet, John Dengler baritone sax, the great Dick Wellstood at the piano. If I continue reading the lineup, it says Beef Gross on guitar. Of course, Marty Gross. Pops Foster bass and Tommy Benford on drums. And I think that's just a marvelously recorded record, marvelously played, all around great disc. And another one followed, Bix Beiderbecke and his orchestra, which featured Bix on cornet, of course, Bill Rank on trombone, Bill Murray on clarinet, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Frank Signorelli on piano, and the wonderful Chauncey Morehouse on drums. That was Since My Best Gal Turned Me Down, a tune written by Ray Lodwig and Howdy Quicksell, recorded in New York City October 25th, 1927 for the OK label. My copy of that reissued on Parlophone over in the UK, record number R2054. Speaking of Bix Beiderbecke provides a nice little lead-in to the next record. This one is really Lou Gold's orchestra under the pseudonym of the Yankee Ten Orchestra. It's a dime store record on the Jewel label, probably also issued on Banner and Regal and some of those. But here it's on Jewel 5518. Irving Kaufman sings the vocal under the pseudonym of Charles Dixon, recorded February 1st, 1929. Now you'll wonder, what's the Bix connection? Well, the tune is Cradle of Love, and you, if you know much about Bix, may be familiar with the Ray Miller record of Cradle of Love, on which Bix is sometimes reported to make an appearance as a soloist, guest soloist with Ray Miller's band. We could go into a long discussion of whether it actually is Bix or not. Some people very much convinced that it is, many others convinced equally strongly that it's not. I'm not going to weigh in on the matter, but it's a nice little tune, actually. Not too bad. Cradle of Love. We'll follow that with another tune I happen to like a lot, one which received only two recordings in the 78 RPM era, All I Want Is Ittle Ootsy Oo. And Lou Gold recorded that here in the States, but we'll hear the version recorded in England by the new Mayfair Dance Orchestra under the direction of Carol Gibbons. It's his Master's Voice 78, number B5676, recorded July 11th, 1929. So, two records from 1929 now, beginning with Lou Gold as the Yankee 10 Orchestra hears Cradle of Love.
Thank you.
Direct to you from Small Queen's Hall in London. Recorded July 11th, 1929. That's the New Mayfair Dance Orchestra, directed by Carol Gibbons. All I Want is It'll Ootsy Oo, and despite the title, I think it's a really great piece. Before that, Lou Gold and his orchestra masquerading as the Yankee 10 Orchestra, Cradle of Love, sung for us by Irving Kaufman, from February of 1929 and issued on the Jewel label 5518. Well, some of you may have noticed that I missed the last scheduled podcast, which should have come out about 2 weeks ago. I try to turn these out every other week. But I was up to my ears in work the last time, preparing for release a CD on my Rivermont label by the Peacherine Ragtime Society Orchestra, under the direction of Andrew Green. This is a remarkable ragtime ensemble based in the Washington, D.C. area, and Andrew has pieced this ensemble together, and we were working on a CD devoted to the music of Mel Kaufman. Now, the name Mel Kaufman may not mean much to you today, but back in the 19-teens and early 20s, he was widely hailed as the King of the One-Step, and he composed quite a number of tunes that were widely recorded and widely performed, things such as Taxi, Meow, Bing Bing, More Candy, It's a Bird, Pick a Chicken, and other equally humorous and delightful titles. And the pieces match. I mean, they're wonderful, tuneful, catchy melodies. Most of them have received very, very little attention in the past 50 or 60 years, although they were popular in Kaufman's time and remained so for quite a few years after he died in 1932 through Warner Brothers cartoons and other films where his music was frequently used as background music. In the CD era, there really has been very little attention paid to Mel Kaufman. Andrew Green wanted to rectify that, and so with his orchestra, they recorded an entire CD devoted to Kaufman's music called Step with Pep, the Ragtime and Dance Music of Mel Kaufman. Andrew has put in quite a bit of time over the last few years researching Kaufman's life. Very little had been known about the man, but Andrew got in touch with surviving family members and was able to get access to photographs and all kinds of biographical information. It turns out that Kaufman was by day a salesman of ladies' underwear, and he moonlighted as a composer of ragtime and dance tunes. But don't let that throw you. He was really a remarkably good composer of tunes. So, in celebration of this brand new CD, which is out this week, and if you want to support the Shellac Stack, and if you would like to pick up a copy for yourself, I'll put a link to it on the Shellac Stack website, or you can just go to www.rivermontrecords.com, and you'll see it featured right there on the front page. But in celebration of Step with Pep, the ragtime and dance music of Mel Kaufman, let's listen to some of his music. We're going to hear Earl Fuller's Rector Novelty Orchestra from September 4th, 1917, play one of Kaufman's biggest hits called More Candy. This is a Columbia record, A2403. And then, although I rarely play more modern recordings here on the Shellac Stack, I'm so pleased with the way the recording went for the Peacherine CD that I really would like to play their rendition of More Candy for you. Keep in mind as you listen, though, this podcast is brought to you in mono sound and fairly compressed for easy streaming over the internet, so you're not going to get the best sound quality here, but it'll give you a taste of what the performance sounds like, and I hope you'll be encouraged to pick up a copy of the CD for yourself where you can hear it and 24 other selections in the glorious stereo sound. So now, two versions of More Candy. First, a 1917 recording by Earl Fuller's Rector Novelty Orchestra, and then a 2015 recording by the Peacherine Ragtime Society Orchestra. Take it away, here's More Candy. Thank you. recorded nearly a century apart, two performances of the same tune, More Candy, written by Mel Kaufman, first played for us by Earl Fuller's Rector Novelty Orchestra, a Columbia record from September 4th, 1917, and then a recording made just 2 months ago, the end of May 2015, by Andrew Green directing the Peachtree Ragtime Society Orchestra. And one more time, if you'd like to learn more about that CD, which I had a small hand in helping to produce, you can visit the Rivermont Records website, www.rivermontrecords.com, or just follow the link on the Shellac Stack website to read more about it, listen to samples, and hopefully order your own copy. Obviously, I'm biased, but I think it's really a remarkable CD, and it comes with a 40-page booklet telling you everything you ever wanted to know about Mel Kaufman. And the music is just great, too. I mean, it's really, really nice stuff. And most of it never before recorded in the CD era. Some of it never before recorded ever. Some of it after almost 100 years receiving the premier recording by the Peachtree Ragtime Society Orchestra. It's a very exciting project, and I hope you'll check it out. Well, we'll continue with some more 78s now. Here's Rose Murphy, a majestic record from December 1947. Rose Murphy, perhaps best taken in small doses, but I like it a little bit once in a while. Here's I Can't Give You Anything But Love.
I can't give you anything but choo-choo. That's the only thing. It's plenty of baby. Scheme of love, sure to find happiness, and I guess all good things pine for. Gee, I like to see you looking swell, baby. Love, baby, until that lucky day, you know darn well.
Of the jacks riding on the other horses' necks. I've ridden all the courses on the fastest of steeds, the finest of breeds, from London to Leeds. You can have your bloomin' polo and your riding to the hounds. I love to ride the horses on a merry, merry-go-round.
A bit of a silly song, but one that exemplifies that nice mid-1930s ARC house dance band style that I like so much. Joe Hames and his orchestra, and the tune was called I Love to Ride the Horses on a Merry-Go-Round, written by Yellen and Pollock and sung for us by Cliff Weston, recorded in New York City December 19th, 1935. Before that, we heard Rose Murphy singing and playing piano on I Can't Give You Anything But Love, from December of 1947, tune written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh. Nice tune and a fun performance, even if the chee-chees go a little far, but I still like it. Well, up next, I've got a couple of acoustically recorded OK 78s for you from the early 1920s. OK, at the time, had, I believe, probably the best acoustic recording system on the market, and although the records are acoustic, they still sound marvelously clear and full-bodied. First, we'll hear Harry Raderman's Jazz Orchestra, OK 4477, a tune by George Thomas called the Muscle Shoals Blues. After that, it's B.H. Warner directing Warner's Seven Aces, OK 4924, from June of 1923, recorded down south in Atlanta, Georgia. We'll hear Mean Eyes, in parentheses, Too Late Blues. Interesting record. Tune by Bob Miller. So two OK 78s now. Here's Harry Raderman's Jazz Orchestra. Thank you. first from November of 1921. It was Harry Raderman's Jazz Orchestra and the Muscle Shoals Blues. And I should admit here that I've heard other people pronounce it Harry Raderman. I don't know which is correct. I've always said Harry Raderman, but if you happen to know one way or the other and you want to let me know, I'd appreciate hearing from you. After that, B.H. Warner, director of Warner's Seven Aces, a recording from June of 1923, Mean Eyes, Too Late Blues. A couple of nice early 20s dance band selections there. From the OK label now, we're going to turn to the Perfect label, which was, of course, as I'm fond of saying, far from perfect. They were not especially well recorded, not especially well pressed, but some interesting material turns up from time to time on Perfect Records. First, it's another Fields and McHugh song, I Must Have That Man. And this recording is particularly notable because it's sung for us by Scrappy Lambert. So we get one of those delightful 1920s gender-bending performances where you've got a man singing I Must Have That Man. The orchestra is Sam Lannon and his orchestra, Perfect, nice number on this one, 15000, recorded in New York City, June 14th, 1928. After that, it's The Piano Twins, featuring Dick Robertson singing the vocal from May of 1932, Perfect 11334, a tune written by Grace and Gus Kahn. It's called Lazy Day. First, though, here's Sam Lannon with Scrappy Lambert to sing I Must Have That Man. Thank you.
lazy day. Within a woodland sweet my way I'll be wending, spending a lazy day. Lazy day, a day to drift and dream, let me stray. Where water lilies gleam neath a willow's bending, spending a lazy day. Neath green fields I want to roam, under a friendly sky. Green fields whispering of home and those happy days gone by. Lazy day, beside the only one far away, where we can watch the sun or the hills descending, ending a lazy day.
Sometimes I feel like it's been perhaps a little too long since I last enjoyed a truly lazy day. Ah. Hopefully you've had more chance to relax recently. That was the Piano Twins, oh my, Lazy Day, sung by Dick Robertson from May 25th, 1932. Before that, Scrappy Lambert, maybe not the first choice to sing I Must Have That Man. I understand that in the late 1920s and early 1930s, the publishers of popular songs really did not allow record labels to change the lyrics to fit the gender of the singer, and since it was customary for singers for band records like that to be male, you ended up with songs like In My Wedding Gown, sung by Irving Kaufman, and other equally wacky things that make Scrappy Lambert singing I Must Have That Man seem fairly tame. Why they didn't just bring in more female band singers, I don't know. They were out there, plenty of female singers, Annette Hanshaw or Vaughn DeLeith or Ruth Etting, quite a few others, but I don't know. They still wanted to have Scrappy Lambert sing it. Anyway, Sam Lannon and his orchestra, Perfect 15000 from June of 1928. And I see rather regrettably that my iced tea is empty, in need of a refill. Maybe yours is too, so maybe this is a good place to call it quits, call it a day, and pack things in. I want to thank you for joining me this past hour for 78 RPM Records here on the Shellac Stack, and I hope you'll join me again in 2 weeks for more records on the next Shellac Stack program. In the meantime, as always, I welcome your comments, suggestions, or requests. You can email me at shellacstack@gmail.com or visit the webpage for the Shellac Stack. Just use your favorite internet search engine to look for the Shellac Stack. That's probably the easiest way to go about it. Or you can visit the website by going to www.shellacstack.com. And that'll redirect you to my personal webpage where I host the Shellac Stack. Anyway, with that, we approach the end of the program. And I do have one more recording for you. This one, another tune by Mel Kaufman from the early 1920s, played for us by Vincent Lopez at the piano and directing his Hotel Pennsylvania Orchestra, though this is really a spotlight feature for Vincent Lopez at the piano. It's a really delightful tune, and you will find this as well on that new CD I already mentioned from the Peacherine Ragtime Society Orchestra. The tune is called Bing Bing, and I have to confess this is not a 78 I have in my collection. I was able to get a hold of this from Andrew Green, who has collected many of Mel Kaufman's 78s. This is OK40182, the Vincent Lopez recording of Bing Bing. I hope you'll enjoy it. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time for more 78s on the Shellac Stack. And don't forget to check out that new CD from the Peacherine Ragtime Society Orchestra. I guarantee you'll love it. It's really a terrific disc. Am I plugging too hard? Let's listen. Here's Vincent Lopez. Bye-bye.